The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. If you have any questions or would like to become a sponsor of this or any other program, please contact our office at 919-832-5138. Okay, let's start with the Reader's Digest. We found a fix. 9 tricks to improve your life. Number 1, get potassium the smart way. Health. People who need to add more potassium to their diet, I need lip scent balm is what I need, which helps relieve muscle cramps, reduce blood pressure, prevent osteoporosis, and more, usually think to load up on bananas. Surprisingly, a banana a day would deliver only about 10% of the recommended dose of this important mineral. But white beans, with an impressive 700 milligrams of potassium in one cup, about one-fifth of the daily recommended amount, actually offer a far richer supply. Other good sources include watermelon, tomato sauce, and Swiss chard. Number 2. Avoid cheesy photos. Don't say cheese when posing for a picture. It makes your mouth stretch unnaturally and says, say, money. The EY sound will force the corners of your mouth up and give you a crinkle around the eyes, both of which make for a more realistic grin. Also, try putting your tongue against the back of your teeth when you smile. That helps some people relax their face. I know you're all trying that right now, too. Number 3, brush your hair from the bottom. Beauty. It seems natural to start brushing at the top of your head, but that just drags your top tangles into knots farther down the shaft, making them even worse. Start brushing or combing at the bottom of your hair, then slowly work your way up as you get rid of the knots. Number 4, technology. Don't forget this underused cell phone coverage. Technology. Repairing a damaged cell phone is almost always expensive, but there's a surprising source of financial aid. If you pay your monthly bill with a credit card that has a cell phone protection coverage, the company might foot some of the repair bill. Some cards also help replace a stolen phone. Almost all have a deductible. Call your credit card company for details. Number 5. Sign up for free college courses. Learning. Surprise. A high-level learning is often free online. Search ClassCentral.com for whatever knowledge you seek. It will pair you with online college courses from institutions such as Harvard, Stanford, and MIT. Another university-based site, edx.org, also offers free college classes and for a fee, will reward you with a resume-boosting certificate if you pass. Visual learnings might prefer KhanaAcademy.org, that's KhanaAcademy.org, which offers thousands of free video lectures on all subjects ranging from school-age math, free tutoring, to college-level engineering. Finally, the free site Duolingo.com turns learning a language such as French or Japanese or even Swahili or Esperanto into a game. 6. Don't be too quick to wipe. When you're cleaning a table, an appliance, or a countertop, let the cleansing agent sit for at least 10 minutes before wiping it to give it enough time to cut through the grime and disinfect the surface. Be sure to saturate hard surfaces so that the cleanser doesn't dry and leave spots before you wipe. Toilet cleaners need even longer, up to half an hour, to work before fully doing their job. Number 7. Add extra storage. Organizing. The space between joists, the horizontal planks that help support the ceiling in a basement or garage, can become a great storage area, according to the editors of Family Handyman. Attach wire shelving to the bottom of several joists and place storage bins or whatever needs storing into the formerly underutilized space above your head. Number 8. Test your pooch hydration. Pets, to quickly test whether your dog is drinking enough water in hot weather, pull up the skin around his or her neck. It should snap back down, says Nicole Ellis, pet lifestyle expert at Rover.com. If the dog is dehydrated, it'll go down very slowly. Do it once on a temperate day so you have a healthy reference point. And number 9, save on air conditioning. Money. If you use your air conditioner and ceiling fan at the same time, you can make the room feel 5 degrees cooler than the reading on the AC. Why? You'll be cooling the room from top to bottom rather than just one spot. Plus, you'll get better air circulation as the cold air drifts down. All you have to do is aim your AC vents at the ceiling. Laughter is the best medicine. A salesperson stops by to see one of his business customers. Not a soul is in the office except a beagle emptying wastebaskets. I'll be finished in a few minutes, the beagle says. "Incredible," exclaims the man. "Does your boss know what a prize he has in you, an animal that can talk?" Alarmed, the beetle dropped the wastebasket. No, don't tell him," he pleads. "If he finds out I can talk, he'll make me answer the phones, too." What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a unicycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle? Attire. A-T-T-A-I-R-E. What's it called when eating something exceptionally spicy makes you feel exceptionally ill? The editors of The Week were wondering just that after a New York man who scarfed down a super-hot Carolina Reaper chili pepper was rushed to the hospital. The magazine's clever readers coined these pseudonyms medical terms. Jalapeno, fire area, halitosis, neurosis, endoblastatomy, rosacea, fibromyalgia, scarlet pepper fever, incendiary bowel syndrome. 2 hours into a flight, the pilot gets on the intercom. "We just lost an engine," he announces. "It's all right. We have three more, but the flight will take us an hour longer." A half hour later, "We just lost another engine, but don't worry. We have two more. It'll just take us another 2 hours, though." In the back, a passenger rolls her eyes. "Great," she says to her seatmate. "If we lose the last two engines, we'll be up here all day." Whoever decided how much space should exist between tables and restaurants and cafes, has so obviously never met a butt before. That's terrible. Let me try that again. Whoever decided how much space should exist between tables in restaurants or cafes has so obviously never met a butt before. Don't make much sense on that one. Sorry about that. Comics of the world unite. If Karl Marx was still alive, he would be 200 years young. Since few men in history could have benefited more from the sense of humor, we collected these jokes in his honor. Why do communists drink herbal tea? Because proper tea is theft. How do we know communism was doomed from the beginning? All the red flags. What is the difference between capitalism and socialism? In a capitalist society, man exploits man. In a socialist one, it's the other way around. Who is the leader of the Kitty Communist Party? Chairman Meow. A frightened man goes to the secret police and says, "My talking parrot disappeared." "Why did you come here?" "Go to the regular police." "I will. I'm just here to tell you that I disagree with whatever the parrot is going to say." Getting the sleep you need. Science-backed strategy for superior slumber. And there's a picture of a whole bunch of alarm clocks stacked one on top of the other. Mary Ladd was cursed with a spouse who could sleep through anything. "My insomnia was so lonely because I could hear him sleeping in bed in the bed next to me," says the 45-year-old San Francisco writer and mother of one. "The fact that he could sleep through the night and I couldn't reminded me that my eyeballs were dry and tired." Part of her problem, she knew, was that she had some bad habits. Too much great San Francisco coffee, for one. But some of it felt out of her control. A breast cancer survivor with an elderly mother, Loud found that her worries would inevitably stampede through her mind at bedtime. "Ironically, my mom's death brought some relief to her insomnia," Ladd says. "I had been worrying so much about her." Is there anything worse than desperately needing sleep and not being able to get it? It's not just a matter of feeling tired over the long run. Sleep deprivation can contribute to depression, obesity, diabetes, stroke, heart attack, Alzheimer's disease, and cancer. In other words, it'll kill you. The silent sleep loss epidemic is the greatest public health challenge we face in the 21st century, argues Matthew Walker, Ph.D., of the University of California, Berkeley, in his new book, Why We Sleep. Scientists such as myself have even started lobbying doctors to start prescribing sleep. Unfortunately, telling patients to sleep more doesn't mean they'll be able to do it. Nor does repeating the hard-to-follow advice they've heard a million times. Exercise more, stick to a sleep schedule, avoid caffeine in the evening. As a result, a full third of adults report that they fail to get the recommended 7 to 9 hours a night on a regular basis. Fortunately, science has begun unraveling sleep's mysteries, producing more nuanced and natural strategies for improving our time in dreamland. We've compiled many of the latest ideas here. Our prescriptions? Read it and sleep. Don't go toward the light. Tapping on your phone or laptop right up until bedtime is obviously a bad way to decompress. But it turns out that gadgets themselves cause sleep problems. Our brains react to the blue light emitted by computers, smartphones, and even LED bulbs, much as they do to daylight, as a signal to reduce melatonin production and stay alert. If you can't avoid screens at 2 to 3 times before you go to bed, try wearing amber-tinted glasses. A recent Columbia University Medical Center study of insomnia sufferers found that those who wore those blue light-blocking glasses before they bed slept 30 minutes more at night. Before bed, slept 30 minutes more a night. You can find them online for less than $40. Beware of sneak attacks. Although it's one of those most numerous sleep disorders, caffeine can still sneak up on you. Hot chocolate and decaf coffee, for instance, can contain up to 20 milligrams, enough to bother people who are sensitive. Alcohol is a problem, too. I had to scale back on booze, reports Ladd. At least they didn't take away chocolate ice cream, because then I would really have nothing to live for. Certain heart, blood pressure, and asthma medications, as well as some remedies for colds, coughs, and allergies, can also make sleep more difficult. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for alternatives. Eat yourself drowsy. Want to fall asleep faster? Have some lettuce. According to a 2017 study, lettuce, especially romaine, contains lactarium, which has sedative properties and affects the heart. Affects the brain, similar to the way opium does. Antioxidants in lettuce and other vegetables may also help by counteracting the oxidative stress caused by sleep disorders. You can kick it up a notch by topping your lettuce with fish such as tuna, halibut, or salmon, all of which are high in vitamin B6. Your body needs B6 to make serotonin, a relaxing neurotransmitter, and melatonin, a sleep-regulating hormone. Cherries, bananas, pineapples, oranges, and walnuts also naturally boost levels of melatonin, while kiwi fruits contain serotonin. Become a dreamweaver. Disrupted REM, rapid eye movement sleep, the last and most dream-filled sleep cycle, is as big an issue as overall sleep deprivation, according to a 2017 review published in Annals of the New York Academy of Sciences. People with fewer dreams are more subject to extreme irritability, pain sensitivity, Parkinson's disease, anxiety, dementia, delusions, and amnemically dreaming helps you maintain your sense of waking reality. Unfortunately, some sleeping pills, especially benzodiazepines such as Xanax, Halcyon, and Valium, can disrupt REM sleep. Alcohol does too. Another common culprit, alarm clocks, which interrupt sleep cycles. Training yourself to wake naturally takes practice, but you'll be more rested if you can do it. Don't worry about it. People often think, I won't be able to function if I don't have a good night, says Tedje van Zeverde, a psychologist at Amsterdam's Virgie Onderzoekstraat. That's a mouthful. Wakefulness inducing anxieties such as these can transform what other would be a rough night into 2 or 3 chronic nights of insomnia. Cognitive Behavior Therapy for Insomnia, or CBT-1 for short, helps you identify and address the roots of your problem. Often it involves relaxation training or meditation to reduce anxiety. For Ladd, picturing myself being cocooned in a nice fleece blanket helps. For Henry Nichols, author of Sleepyhead, repeating the word the, which is completely devoid of imagery, emotion, or color, he says, puts him to sleep in under a minute. Amy George, a former insomniac, finally went to a sleep doctor. She said, don't put sleep on a pedestal. And in other words, tell yourself that if you lose sleep, it's okay. You still get through the day. Sometimes that's what you need to do to calm down and go to sleep, George says. Because CBT has proven to be highly successful, and because it doesn't bring the risk and side effects of pills, it's now recommended as the first line of treatment for people with chronic sleep difficulties. A recent study demonstrated that even online tutorials, which are less costly than in-person appointments, can improve symptoms in as little as 4 weeks. Meditate. Besides decreasing the anxiety that can keep you from falling asleep, meditation may actually restore your brain in much the same way sleep does. In a small 2010 study, researchers found that people improved their sleep after only 40 minutes of meditation, while people who meditated for several hours a day appeared to need less sleep than non-meditators. The researchers' theory is that both meditation and non-REM sleep, neuroma in the brain, fire is in a more synchronous pattern than they do during waking hours. This synchronicity, one study notes, may reset neurons and reduce information overload. Check for serious causes. If in obstructing sleep apnea, the muscles of the back and the throat relax too much, blocking breathing. This causes a drop in blood oxygen levels, a common sleep disruptor and potentially a dangerous one. When left untreated, sleep apnea can strain the cardiovascular system and raise your chances of developing heart problems. If you think you may be at risk, ask your doctor about taking home sleep tests. One common treatment for the disorder is a continuous positive airway pressure machine, CPAP, which uses a hose and mask to deliver constant air pressure. Your doctor may also suggest a deep breathing practice. Losing weight, quitting smoking, not drinking alcohol, or training yourself to sleep on your side. A dentist can fit you with an oral appliance that relieves the problem by bringing your jaw forward. It all seems like a small sacrifice to give you a full night's sleep for a change. Rule 1 of biology. It's a proven fact that if your parents didn't have kids, neither will you. Your true stories. Gone with the waves. This is in 100 words or less. When I was young, our family vacationed at the beach. My dad was always the first to dive into the waves, throwing his hair back as he came up out of the water. On one particular day, he started waving his arms, shouting, "It's deep! It's deep!" We all heeded his warning and immediately headed for land. It wasn't until we'd reached the shoreline that we realized he was saying, "My teeth! My teeth!" He had lost his dentures and they were never seen again. Now that's funny. Dumber than your average bear. While visiting Yellowstone National Park some years back, my friend and I met with a ranger who was in charge of maintaining order in the campsites. He showed us how to operate the new garbage cans. The complex models had a rotating upper section and a special door designed to keep out hungry bears. Impressed, I asked the ranger whether the fortified cans were working as intended. He shook his head with a smile. "Not really," he said. "We're finding considerable overlap in the intelligence of the smartest bears and the dumbest campers." The Stamp Act. Money was tight, and we had to cut back all excess spending. Colleen, my six-year-old daughter, came to me with an envelope and asked me to mail it for her. She'd received a letter from her grandmother the day before. She handed me the same envelope, the flap crudely sealed with a tape. She had crossed the front, returned to sender. "What's this?" I asked. "I'm saving money on a stamp," she explained. With tear flowing, I hugged her hard. Things got better, but that memory always stuck with me. Everyday miracles. His heart wouldn't give up. From the Charlotte Observer. And there's a cartoon or drawing here of three people, John Ogborn Center, with Lawrence Goulier and Nicolina Bajic beside him. John Ogborn doesn't remember a single thing about Monday, June 26, 2017. He doesn't remember waking up that morning, or helping prepare breakfast for his three young children, or kisses his wife, Sarah Beth Ogburn, goodbye. He doesn't remember driving to a Panera Bread in Charlotte, North Carolina, or going to his favorite booth in the back, where he regularly sat working on his laptop. And he doesn't remember crumpling to the floor at about 4:15 p.m., his heart having gone completely terrifyingly still. April Bradley was just starting her shift at Panera, when her brother told her someone had passed out in the back of the restaurant. When they got to John, he was splayed on the carpet. His face was dark purple. "It was the scariest thing I've ever seen," Bradley said. She dialed 911. It was 4:17 p.m. As luck would have it, Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer Lawrence Goulier was about 50 feet away. He had just tended to a minor accident and was about to get back on the road. Another lucky strike. Before joining the police, he had been an EMT. Goulier arrived at Panera in less than a minute and began CPR. Within 30 seconds, another police officer, Nicolina Bajic, rushed in. "Coincidentally, I was already dispatched to a second incident in the same parking lot," Bajic says. A few minutes later, four Charlotte firefighters arrived, opened John's airway, and fitted him with an oxygen mask. They took perms performing CPR. They also used a defibrillator to try to shock his heart into restarting. It didn't. They shocked him again, and again, and again. They gave him a shot of epinephrine. I'm having really trouble with this word for some reason. Epinephrine to return his heart to a normal rhythm. Then another, nothing, no sign of life. More than 20 minutes had gone by. "Nobody wanted to give up on his," said Bajic. Around 4:30 p.m., while John was receiving CPR from a total of eight first responders, his iPhone started ringing. It was his wife. "I called a couple of times, but he didn't answer," Sarah Beth says. "I assumed he was in a meeting." A little over an hour later, she was heading to her parents for dinner with the couple's three children, Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center called. She was told John had gone into cardiac arrest. "It was terrifying," she said. "When I got there, I was taken into a room with two police officers, ER doctors, nurses, and clergy. Basically, they said, 'We don't know what's going to happen.'" Someone informed her that John had received CPR for 38 minutes before they established a pulse. The police estimated it more, 45. In any event, it was a long time. Generally, after 30 minutes, you start thinking, "When should we call this?" says Amy McLaughlin, MD, the first physician to examine John. He was transported to the intensive care unit and sedated in hopes of giving his body time to recover. 2 days later, on his 36th birthday, in fact, he started to wake up. "He squeezed my hand," Sarah Beth says. "I wasn't sure if I would ever have that again." Astonishingly, the only after effects were some short-term memory loss and an extremely sore chest from 3,500 compressions. "Not many people make it out of that situation," Goulier says. "Seeing that he made a full recovery, I can't even explain it," adds Dr. McLaughlin. "Everything that could go right for him did." News from the world of medicine. Steam shrinks enlarged prostate. The prostate tends to grow over time, causing about a third of older men to experience weak urine flow, a frequent need to urinate at night, and other symptoms. Until recently, these men had to live with the condition, treat it with medication, or have surgery. But a relatively new option involves shrinking the prostate with a few crisp blasts of hot steam administered via a tiny needle in a doctor's office. The outpatient procedure takes about 15 minutes and carries a low risk of lasting side effects. That's cool. A medical illusion may help knee pain. For a small and unusual study, 12 patients with osteoarthritis in their knees wore head-mounted displays that showed live video feed of their own knees. An experimenter gently pulled or pushed on a participant's leg. The video feed was digitally altered to make the knee appear to change size. Participants reported up to a 40% decrease in pain when they saw and felt their knee being stretched as if to ease stiffness. When the procedure was repeated, the patient said their pain decreased further. "It seems that seeing is believing," says Tasha Stanton, Ph.D., who ran the study. "The perception of the stretch may ease the pain as effectively as a physical therapy or pain medication." Rethinking the daily aspirin. Many Americans have been popping a baby aspirin once a day, believing it will protect them from heart attack, a stroke, and even cancer. But several recent studies have thrown this into question. One large-scale study followed more than 19,000 healthy people ages 65 and older. Participants were randomly assigned to make either 100 milligrams of aspirin, slightly more than the 81 milligram dose that most people take, or a placebo every day for an average of 4.7 years. Not only did people in the aspirin group not lower their risk of heart disease, dementia, or disability, but they were also more likely to suffer from significant bleeding in the digestive tract or brain. And they were more likely to die overall, apparently because of an increased risk of succumbing to cancer. Similarly, a trial of more than 12,000 people, aged 55 and older, deemed to have a moderate cardiovascular risk, found no benefits to taking aspirin daily. In a study of more than 15,000 people with diabetes, a daily aspirin did prevent heart attacks and strokes, but it also caused major bleeding. And according to an analysis of data from more than 117,000 people, heavier people needed larger doses of aspirin to help their risk of heart attack, stroke, and colorectal cancer. The bottom line, although there's good evidence that aspirin can help people who have already had or are at high risk of heart attacks or strokes, the drug's value is not so clear for people, especially older people, with less risk. Consult your doctor before starting or stopping aspirin. Frozen orange more healthy than fresh. A new study that found while fresh orange juice contains the highest concentration of carotenoids, healthful plant pigments, freezing and then defrosting the juice helps them get absorbed more readily in the body. Pasteurizing juice, however, renders them more difficult to absorb. Short-serving veterans at higher risk of self-harm. A University of Glasgow study found that military veterans overall were 30% more likely than non-veterans to be admitted to the hospital for episodes of self-harm, such as cutting or biting themselves. The risk was higher, 70%, and people who left the service before they had completed their initial training, whereas those who served the longest actually reduced their risk. Getting active after a heart attack halves mortality risk. Most people agree that regular exercise will help prevent a heart attack, But what's the impact of getting active after one occurs? To find out, Swedish health scientists analyzed the data from more than 22,000 heart attack patients compared with those who were inactive. The people who started or continued exercise routines after their attack cut their risk of dying over the next 4 years by more than 50%. Heart attack survivors should exercise twice a week or more, the lead author said, starting with moderate activity. If you notice chest discomfort or long-lasting palpitations, stop and notify your doctor. A threat to good bacteria. Triclosan is an antibacterial agent found in some toothpaste, hand sanitizers, and deodorants, but there is preliminary evidence it may do some harm along with the good. Mice exposed to roughly the same amount of triclosan found in people who use toothpaste containing it for 2 weeks experienced inflamed colons related to diarrhea, abdominal pain, and rectal bleeding. Why? Triclosan killed off phytobacteria or other good bacteria in the gut microbiome. In humans, the reduction of this bacteria has been associated with higher rates of colitis and colon cancer. A promising allergy vaccine. Human trials of what would be the first vaccine to protect against grass pollen allergies showed that it reduced symptoms such as sneezing, itchy throat, and shortness of breath by at least 25% over 2 years, and by up to 60% for some people. The vaccine is made from strings of amino acids from grass pollen that are modified so that they no longer trigger an immune reaction. Additional studies are required before the vaccine can be approved for use, but researchers are hopeful that will happen within the next 3 years. The researchers believe that the vaccine can be tweaked to also treat allergy from dust mites, birch pollen, and ragweed. And with that, let's roll over to Consumer Reports. CR Insights, how to make a better smoothie. Want to know the verdict on whether vacuum blenders can whip up more delightful smoothie? For the uninitiated, a vacuum blender looks just like a full-size blender. That's the term to find them on CR.org, but with vacuum mode that sucks out oxygen from the pitcher before blending begins. The goal is to serve up smoother, less bubbly smoothies, soups, and sauces. Some manufacturers even claim that less air helps preserve the food's nutrients better. Though some nutrients in fresh produce are indeed diminished slightly by oxygen, we did not test this nutritional claim. Our testers evaluated four vacuum blenders ranging from about $150 to $650 to see how they handled an icy drink. In vacuum mode, all four made smoothies that were smoother, less foamy, and more consistent in texture than the smoothies we made in regular mode, says Cindy Fisher, the CR test leader. They also earned a very good or excellent score in our standard test for pureeing soup and crushing ice. That's above average performance for any blender, though it's worth noting that we've tested a few highly recommended non-vacuum blenders that made similar or better smoothies than those with a vacuum. For example, when making a strawberry, banana, kiwi, grape, and ice smoothie, the Vitamix 5200, $450, not shown, which does not have a vacuum, made a slightly smoother drink than the Ninja with fresh vac, still with a very similar performance and less than half the price of the Vitamix, the vacuum-equipped Ninja is a nice option. And they have the more smooth operators. Long warranties, 15 years, the TriBest DynaPro commercial vacuum blenders, DPS 1050, $495. Powerful Puree Kuvings vacuum, $650. Bargain Buy Dash Cold Fusion Vaction, $150. And the Ninja Smart Screen Duo with Fresh Vac at $170. Pump up your smoothie. The fresh vac comes with a vacuum pump below that attaches to the blender lid. Best for $20 or less headphones. Looking for a set of budget-friendly earbuds that deliver very good sound? Our testing results that these low-cost in-ear sets are worth a listen. Designed for exercise. Sorsha Sportflex, $15. Scored a 76. Panasonic RP TCM 125 at $15, got a 66. Bluetooth wireless JVC HAFX 90BT, gummy wireless, $20. And Rock and Price MEE Audio RXP, $10, and that got a 61. How to clean practically anything. Let the sunshine in. Spring cleaned your windows following our simple step-by-step guide. Pick a cloudy day, or choose a time of day when you'll have shade. In direct sunlight, glass heats up and your cleaning solution may dry too quickly, causing streaking. Start with the window frames and channels. Vacuum out any debris, such as dead insects, from the runners of your window frames. Then wash vinyl or vinyl frames with a sponge dipped in warm water and detergent. Rinse with warm, clear water and towel dry well. To keep your windows sliding smoothly in their tracks, lightly oil all the window channels with multipurpose drop-on found at a hardware store or silicone car polish, such as those made by Amway. Car polish can also be used to buff aluminum frames. Sponge the glass from top to bottom, starting with the top panels, and prevent accidental drip marks in areas you've already cleaned. Apply the cleaning solution with a spray or damp sponge, then wipe the solution off the window with a dampened squeegee blade. Follow this with a rinse of clean water applied with a chamois, then polish off all extra moisture, bad print there, with a dry cloth. Don't forget the outside panes. Most new double-hung windows have tilting sashes, a handy feature that lets you pivot the window inward for easier cleaning of the outside glass. With most, you'll see latches at the top of each frame to release and tilt the sash, but with some, you need to manually pull the sash out of the tracks. If your windows don't fit tilting, a long-handled squeegee may help you clean them anyway. Use the right tools, a vacuum, two buckets, a sponge, good quality rubber squeegee, dirt lint-free cloth, chamois cloth, multi-purpose oil cleaning solution. Ammonia-based formulas include some Windex products, may contain streaks, cause streaks or film or some on some windows. Our experts say instead buy an ammonia-free formula such as Method Glass and Surface Naturally Developed Glass Cleaner. Money saver on toilets. Are you flushing money down the drain? The next time your water bill, take a closer look. If you're using excess of 12,000 gallons a month for a family of four, you're probably paying for water that's dripping right down the drain, and your toilet is probably the culprit. Toilets can leak when the toilet flapper, which plugs into the drain between the tank and the bowl, or the valve seal, which sits around the drain, becomes worn over time. A good way to check into the put some food coloring in the toilet bank and wait 15 minutes to see whether color shows up in the toilet bowl. If it does, that means the flipper and seal aren't working properly, and water is trickling into the bowl, then down into the pipe between the flushes. You can buy a replacement flapper or valve seal at a hardware store, usually for less than $10. Just bring the old part with you for a fit comparison. If your fixture is more than 25 years old, consider replacing it. Toilets that old can be four times more water per flush than the current models, says John Banta, who oversees CR's toilet tests. New toilets are tested as little as 1.28 gallons per flush. That can drastically reduce your water bill. Though some toilets can cost upwards of $400, our tests have shown that you could find very good water-efficient toilets for less than half that price, such as the ones listed below. The Niagara Conservative Stealth, N7714, or N7717, $180 at Home Depot. Assurance Henshaw, 98923, at Lowe's for $100. And Glacier Buy, N242BE, at Home Depot for $100. And then we have a traveler timeline. For ice cream, 1923, Good Humor founder Harry Burt patents the first ice cream treats on a stick. 1928, candy maker Joseph Eddy and ice cream maker William Dreyer create Eddy's and Dreyer's ice cream. A year later, the company creates the iconic flavor Rocky Road. 1939, Consumer Reports that some ice cream is not clean. Of the 196 samples we tested, 27% contained bacteria associated with sewage. Yuck. 1944, we performed blind taste tests on 12 brands of at-home ice cream mixes made from powder or concentrate. A few, such as Jell-O freezing mix, taste good, but other brands, including a Kool-Aid mix, are unacceptable. 1959, we report lab tests on America's favorite dessert. Below, our lab tests are set out to weigh ice cream, and there's a picture of an old-fashioned scale sitting there. Then with the help of dairy experts, we rate 45 brands. Seal Test, Hershey's Early American, and Dolly Madison proved the best quality. 1978, Ben & Jerry's opens its first ice cream shop at a renovated gas station in Burlington, Vermont. Ben & Jerry's, that's to die for. 1989, adults are buying more than $1 billion worth of frozen ice cream novelties a year. In CR's blind taste test of 27 ice cream bars, Dove and Haagen-Dazs trounced the competition. 1992, we test soft-serve non-fat frozen yogurt and reveal that frozen yogurt sold as non-fat is sometimes the low-fat or even the full-fat version disguised. In 2013, more Greek frozen yogurt is appearing in stores. CR reports, but the four we test have big sour dairy flavor and don't taste very good. However, regular vanilla Froyo passes our tests, and Haagen-Dazs and Blue Bunny products taking the lead. And Breyers, in 2019, Breyers earns one of our top scores for its taste and creamy texture. Breyers Ice Cream Natural Vanilla got a 67 overall score. Chip and Dip Sodium Swaps. This is the Food Sleuth. Your Cinco de Mayo celebration wouldn't be complete without crunchy chips and zesty soda. Salsa. Of course, I'm reading this for the a broadcast on the 21st of May, so we've kind of passed up Cinco de Mayo. A handful of chips dunked in pre-made guacamole could supply hundreds of milligrams of sodium and can add up quickly. In fact, the average adult consumes 3,400 milligrams a day, which is about 50% more than the daily recommended limit of 2,300. But don't have soy to say adios to your favorite festive dishes. As our purple example shows, sodium counts vary widely among brands, so comparing labels can be an easy, effective way to manage your sodium intake. Tortilla chips. Tostitos original versus lightly salted. 115 milligrams on the original and 55 milligrams on the lightly salted. Black beans. It cut two Goyas. 410 milligrams on the Goya black beans regular and 135 milligrams on the Goya low sodium black beans. Rinse to reduce sodium. If you don't have a lower sodium version in your pantry, simply rinse canned beans in a colander with water before using in your recipe, our experts advise, and you'll reduce the sodium by up to 41%. If you have time, cooking dried beans from scratch gets you the most control. Regular tortillas. 400 milligrams per tortilla on the Mission Flour Tortillas Soft Tacos Super Soft. 10 milligrams per thing on the Mission White Corn Tortillas Super Soft. Guacamole. 150 milligrams of sodium on the Sabra Guacamole Classic. But 115 milligrams per two tablespoons. Holy Avocado, Simply Avocado, Sea Salt Guacamole. Salsa, 230 milligrams in paste, thick and chunky salsa, medium. 80 milligrams in Green Mountain Gringo, medium salsa. Refried beans, 550 milligrams Rosita refried beans, traditional. This is per a half a cup. 190 milligrams on Amy's Organic Vegetarian Traditional Refried Beans, light in sodium. May is the best time to buy checking. As the weather warms up, decking prices tend to go down. This is decking, not checking. Exterior paint and wood stains. Sprucing up? Check spring sales at home improvement stores. And grills. Look for big cook discounts over Memorial Day weekend. Safety update. The dangers of e-scooters. Well, we've seen some of this information already with all the stuff that's going around with people getting hurt. Battery-powered electric scooters are a growing transportation option in cities. Offered by companies such as Bird and Lime, they are typically picked up by consumers wherever the user last left one, on a sidewalk, curb, or example, and are rented for a small fee using a smartphone app. E-scooters can travel up to 15 miles an hour, and unfortunately, users rarely wear helmets while riding them. A recent Consumer Reports investigation estimated there have been at least 1,500 injuries related to the use of e-scooters across the U.S. since late 2017. Several trauma center doctors told CR they've been treating serious injuries related to e-scooters from concussions to fractures, and at least four fatalities have been confirmed to date. Consumers, scooter companies, cities, helmet makers, and safety regulators must work together to improve the safety of these products, says William Wallace, a senior pawning analyst at CR. For now, the best advice that experts, including CR, have for riders is to always wear a helmet. Both Bird and Lime told CR that safety is paramount and that they recommend helmet use in their apps and offered to send free helmets to users who ask for one. Recalls. DeWalt electric drills, and there's a picture of a big yellow DeWalt electric power drill. DeWalt is recalling about 122,000 DWD-110 and DWD-112 drills because the wiring contact internal moving parts and pose a shock hazard. The drills were sold in hardware stores nationwide and online from September 2017 through November 2018 for $60 to $70. What to do? Stop using the drill. Call DeWalt at 855-752-5259 or go to DeWalt.com for model details and to schedule a free inspection and repair. CVB fold-out sofas. CVB is, I wonder why CVS was having fold-out sofas. That's kind of strange. CVB is recalling about 86,000 Luxia folding mattress sofas because they failed to meet mandatory federal flammability standards for mattresses and poor fire hazard. The mattresses were sold online from September 2015 through June 2018 for about $130. What to do? Stop using the mattress. Call Lucid at 888-975-8243 or go to lucidmattress.com for model details and to get a free fitted mattress cover to make it beat federal standards. Crate and Barrel milk bottles. Crate and Barrel is recalling about 17,000 Holiday Bear acrylic milk bottles because the plastic straw that came with the milk bottle can crack or break and pose a risk of laceration. The bottles were sold at Crate and Barrel retail stores nationwide and online at crateandbarrel.com from August 2018 through November 2018 for about $5. What to do? Stop using the milk bottles and contact Crate and Barrel at crateandbarrel.com or 800-451-8217 to receive a full refund. Dell Power Adapters. Dell is recalling about 8,900 hybrid power adapters sold with power banks because the casing can break and detach, exposing metal components and posing risk of an electric shock. The adapters were sold online from February 2017 through August 2018 for $125 to $200. What to do? Stop using the adapter and call Dell at 855-305-9357 or go to dellproducts.com for model details and get instructions for receiving a free replacement. Target Toddler's Boots. Target is recalling about 33,600 Cat and Jack Unicorn Chiara boots because the unicorn horn on the boot can come off and pose choking hazard to children. The boots were sold at Target stores and websites as well as on Google Express from October 2018 through November 2018 for about $27. What to do? Take the boots away from children and call Target at 800-444-0680 or go to Target.com for model detail. The boots may be returned to any Target store for a full refund. Fisher-Price Power Wheels. Fisher-Price is recalling about 4,400 Children's Power Wheels Barbie Dream Campers because the wheels can continue to run after the front pedal is released, posing a risk of injury. The Power Wheels were sold at Walmart stores and websites from July 2018 through January 2019 for about $400. What to do? Stop using the Power Wheels Barbie Dream Camper and toss it away from the children. You might can call Fisher-Price at 800-348-0751 or go to fisherprice.com and click on Recalls for most information such as model details and to arrange for a free repair. Product update. The latest reading from the labs. We test windows against high wind damage you'll see is a speed increase. At slower speed, twigs break off trees. At 50 miles an hour, shingles blow off roof. At 60 miles an hour, trees are uprooted. At 65 miles an hour, widespread damage. And at 75, violent destruction. Double or triple pane, vinyl or fiberglass frames. To help you see your way clearly to a new set of replacement windows, check our test results and expert insights. You might feel a draft or notice that your window sashes are damaged. Maybe the panes log on or condensation collects between them. Or worse, the frame itself is rotting. If any of those scenarios are true in your house, there's a good chance you need a new window, or maybe all new windows. But where do you begin? More than likely with replacement windows. A replacement window is a made-to-measure for an existing window frame and designed to be installed without having to remove the exterior siding or window trim, which would make the job more involved and more expensive. If you're building a new home or planning a remodeling project, you're more likely to be in the market for new construction windows. If, on the other hand, the neighbor's kid's baseball just crashed through a single window pane and the glass can be replaced with what's known as an insert. For replacement windows, the options for customization can be overwhelming. To help you decide which windows are best for you, we tested 14 replacement windows on the market, interviewed manufacturers, dealers, and installers, and analyzed the return on investment. How to get started? As a consumer, you can browse the window aisle at your local big box store to orient yourself with brands and styles. But the windows there almost certainly won't fit the window openers you have because there's no standard size. When you're ready, browse manufacturers' websites for ideas, then call a few retailers and window dealers to schedule consultation. There really is no way to get a general quote, says John Jervis, managing director of the American Window and Door Institute. Rather, each seller will conduct a site review of your home, essentially a free consultation with one of its reps, who will take measurements and talk to you about your needs. During your consultation, a project specialist will come to your home and go over material options, show samples, and ask questions regarding specific requirements for your home, says Steve Ansett, the merchandising director for Millwork at Lowe's. That person should discuss your budget and suggest specs for each window, and not every window requires the same strategy. It might be prudent, for example, to install particularly energy-efficient windows on certain walls of your home based upon how much shade or sunlight those walls receive. The consultation might also reveal problems, such as a rotted or warped window frame, that would affect the cost or the scope of the plan. Decisions that matter. First, there's the question of frame materials and construction. Wood and fiberglass are excellent insulators. Vinyl frames, the largest portion of the replacement market, can also be good business, be good insulators. Be sure to talk with each consultant about whether a particular frame or type makes sense for your climate. Aluminum frames are generally inexpensive and durable, but the material is a very poor insulator and is suitable only for temperate areas of the country. Another choice you'll need to make is how many panes of glass you want. Double pane glass is standard. The two panes are spaced by a spacer The two panes are separated by a spacer, and the cavity is typically filled with argon gas, which has insulating properties. The panes have coating that also help insulate. You can buy triple pane windows, which insulate further and cut down dramatically on noise, but beware of overdoing it. Triple pane windows are very expensive and may not be worth it unless you're next to an airport or very close to a highway, says Enrique De Paz, Consumer Reports window test engineer. You'll want to walk through each of these decisions for each quote, along with choices around aesthetics, functionality, and more. And you might imagine all these options can swing the price wildly. You'll probably get an itemized list detailing the features you've discussed with $1 figure in the total, which should include installation. If you're weighing each bid, ask the rep which features you could stand to lose and how that might affect the overall cost. Once you've made your pick and signed off on the details, the dealer will order window customs made in your home's specifications. Then a contractor will install the windows for you. Cost and potential return. The best windows in our test range in price from $260 to $580 each for a 3x5 foot window. Installation costs can vary significantly based on the scope of the job. According to an estimate from the National Association of Remodeling Industry, new replacement vinyl windows cost nearly $19,000 installed for a 2,400 square foot home, the national average in 2017. Wood windows set the average homeowner back $35,000. Keep in mind that you're unlikely to recoup the entire expense in energy savings. New windows may help lower your gas and electric bills a bit, but it would take decades before those savings offer the cost of the windows themselves, even if you opt for the highly efficient ones. A window is literally an empty hole in your wall, says DePaz, and no matter what coatings you get on it, your glass, an insulated wall is always going to have a much higher insulation value by a factor of 3 to 5. The insulating value of a double-pane window is comparable to that of an uninsulated wall. What about results? The National Association of Realtors estimates that you could recover nearly 80% of the project cost for vinyl and about 60% for wood if you were to sell your home soon after the installation. Window replacement services. You might have received a direct mailer or seen advertisements touting window replacement services. These services, such as replacement by Pella or renewal by Anderson, are an alternative to hiring an independent contractor. Renewal by Anderson, for example, is Anderson Windows Replacement Service, and its products are not sold at the retail customers' work. At retail, customers work with an Anderson representative who handles the entire process, including consulting, generating a quote, and ultimately overseeing the installation. These programs offer peace of mind in the sense that the same company handles everything. Many major national window manufacturers offer a 20-year warranty on the window's glass and a 10-year warranty on any other components. Replacement services tend to include a 2-year installation warranty. So if a problem arises, repair work is covered if you go through a separate dealer and installer. Make sure to ask about an installation warranty. A service can come at a cost, though. A CR staffer who lives near our Yonkers, New York headquarters received an initial bid from renewal by Anderson for $24,567, almost twice the amount of a bid from Windowrama, a regional dealer. The homeowner was able to get the renewal by Anderson cost down by around $16,000 after discounts and by removing optional grills and a finer mesh for the window screens. Making sense of a window sticker. Window labels are loaded with a variety of ratings and difficult to parse jargon. Certain windows carry Energy Star certification, and beyond that, the certification from the National Penetration Rating Council goes a step farther. The organization works for third-party labs to test windows for attributes related to energy efficiency and more. Past tests by CR found NFRC ratings to be accurate and reliable, so we devised our current test procedure to be complementary. Here we break down the naming of each figure on the NRC's database, and there's a picture here of the NRC's World Best Window Company display. U factor. This number represents the heat transfer coefficient, or how much heat the window's coatings help keep inside the home. U factor ranges from 0.2 to 1.2. The lower the number, the less heat escapes. And this particular example has it 0.35. Visible transmittance. This is how much visible light will come through in the window during daytime. The range is 0 to 1, and the higher the number is, the more visible light passes through. Clear glass without any coating has the highest VT rating, but coatings that you may add to improve energy efficiency can sacrifice some light. Condensation resistance. Not every label will carry this optional rating, but those who live in a humid climate and or are concerned with mold growth, you may want to look at the condensation resistance rating, which is on a scale of 1 to 100. The higher the number, the better window is at resisting condensation. Air leakage. This is how much outside will come through according to the NFRC's testing. The lower the number, the better. The range here is less than equal to 0.1 to 0.3, showing 0.3. In our tests, we take this step further by testing at a very low temperatures with high wind conditions to see if there are any changes in performance due to materials expanding and contracting, says CR's Enrique de Palos. And glass type and product information. You'll find a frame type among the, any coatings on the glass, the window from a low E or low sensitivity coating, and the gas that fills the cavity between the glass panes, in this case, argon, contributing to the product's overall energy efficiency. Solar heat gain coefficiency. This is the last of the numbers. This number measures how well a product can keep solar heat from penetrating the window. The range is 0 to 1. If you live in a hot, sunny climate, such as Arizona's, you will want a low number to block out heat. If you live in a colder climate, you'll want a high number. If you live in a balanced climate. I thought it said botanical climate. I said that doesn't right. Balanced climate where winters are cold and summers are hot, you'll want a solar heat gain coefficient rating of around 0.3. Same goes for U factors. And you may want windows with different earnings for different parts of your house, depending on whether the particular windows get a lot of sun or shade. And the ratings for the windows go ranking from the best down to the least. Pella 1350 series are $415. The Simonton Reflection 5500 is $290. The Jade Win V2500 is at $300. The Window World 6000 series is at $260. The Simonton Prism Platinum is at $285. The Pella Thermostar is at $260. The Atrium 8700 series, $375. And then we have the Anderson American Craftsman 70 series at $190. The Reliabilt Lowe's from Lowe's is at $215. The Allside Mezzo series at $215, and the wood replacement pinner, the Pella Lifestyle series at $580, and composite replacement windows, Pella Impervi at $510, Anderson A series at $500, Anderson 400 series, Woodwright at $530. And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's broadcast of the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. We would like to thank all of our past sponsors for their generous contributions to the Reading Service. If you have any comments or questions or would like to be a sponsor of any program, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time, and thanks so much for listening.